This is Luis.
I'm Daniel.
And this is the Football Nerds. And we're here with episode 9 of Football Nerds. You ready for this one, Daniel?
Yes, I am.
Well, we have a lot of things to run down this week. There's some international soccer.
Dying on the inside from some results, you know.
We're going to get to everything that hurts me today. But this is a rundown. We're going to do the international break results. We're going to talk about some Champions League. This is the time. Champions League starts already next week. We have some EPL. Yep. EPL Week 5 preview, you already know. Liga MX preview. MLS, it's all about to wrap up.
Yeah, it's about.
And around the world and the games to watch for the Champions League, because we will be talking about all the other games in their respective segments.
Yes.
Well, I mean, do you want to tell us what the beauty is this week? Although there's, I thought that was the beauty, but I mean, it was the Mexico goal against U.S.
Yes.
I thought it was really nice, the Tecatito
Chicharito.
Yeah, you know, and the Chicharito. Mostly because of the whole play.
Yes, yes. The whole play was beautiful.
One of the good things we saw from Mexico this week.
It's always an important day when someone scores against the United States.
Yes, I mean, if we had to beat any of the teams we played this week, U.S. was the team.
U.S. was the team we had to beat.
And we'll talk about what happened after that. Well, we'll talk about it now. The Beast. There was a few beats. Actually, there was two. I could have given it to Ronaldo, but it seems like Ronaldo always scores a lot of goals in the Euro qualifiers.
Yeah, and they're not against big teams.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't against a big team, you know. And to be honest with you, I don't think anybody expected Lautaro from Inter yesterday against Mexico to come out and score a hat trick like that.
At least,
I didn't expect it. Yeah, and it was in the first half. Although it hurts me and it pains me to give him the Beast. I mean, he was a beast. He scored three goals in the first half.
You gotta give him a hat trick
in the first half. That's a beast right there.
That's beast.
And the donkey.
El tronco del día.
This is donkey / tronco / what are you doing?
Hashtag never come back.
Hashtag it's gonna be very hard for me to forgive you. Nestor Araujo. He's the donkey this week. Why do I really have to tell you why?
Go watch the Mexico-Argentina highlights.
Yes, yes.
You see why.
And name me the person that made the most mistakes in that game. That's why he's the donkey. It's sad. We'll talk about it a little bit more.
It's not sad.
It's sad. Weird news. I actually did find some weird news this week.
Did you?
Yes. So in a Turkish charity match, there was a picture of this boy supposedly smoking.
Yes.
He looked really young and he was smoking, so it went viral and everybody was like, what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
what's going
why on? Why is Turkey like, why are they allowing a little kid to smoke? Well, somebody did some research, finds out little boy is not little. He's 36 years old, but he looks very young. I think he's like an anti-Yaspor supporter.
Yeah.
It's one of the Turkish teams. But they interviewed him. He's like, no, I'm 36. But he has like, I think he has like some condition where he looks like really young.
Benjamin Button disease?
It looks like a Benjamin Button disease, to be honest with you.
Yes.
People went crazy. They were like, oh my God. But no. It's okay, guys.
It's okay.
If he wants to smoke, he's 36. It's legal.
He's old enough.
It's legal. All right, Daniel. Hit us with some international break game results.
These results are from day one of the international break.
Yes.
I mean, like, first game.
First couple matches. Yeah, first couple matches.
First leg of the international break.
Yeah, say
break.
Leg one, I guess.
Leg one of the international break. We have Argentina-Chile, who tied.
Yeah, surprising.
Both teams are good.
Yeah, they're pretty good teams.
We have Germany and the Netherlands.
That
Germany
one.
Lost 2-4.
Yeah, yeah. Germany, just when you think they're going to come back up, they're still stuck in that hole, man. They're having an issue.
Love needs to get out.
You really
think? They need a new coach.
I think they've put a lot of faith in him, but I think Joachim Löw is struggling to change the generations.
Yeah.
You know? He's struggling. He's kind of like trying to force them out too quickly, I feel like.
Yeah.
And putting all the youth, but the youth are not ready. So I feel like he has to do a mixture.
I think because they won the Confederations Cup.
He has faith in them.
That might be killing him. I need a new coach.
We'll see. You know
who's the man for the job when he's ready?
Who?
Jurgen Klopp.
Jurgen Klopp?
For a dynamic
I think
team.
If Jurgen Klopp wins an EPL, he'd be willing to take an international job. But I honestly don't think the German Federation will let Joachim Löw go anytime soon. That's what I think. If they've kept him this long, if they kept him after the horrible World Cup they had, I don't think he's leaving anytime soon. Then we have who else?
Then we have Brazil 2, Colombia 2.
Yeah, Brazil 2, Colombia 2. We had Mexico 3, U.S. 0. Really good game.
Really good game.
That was the Mexico I want to see.
That is the Mexico you want to see perform on.
You know, we had Tecatito doing what he does best. You know, skilling. You know, killing them in the box, outside of the box, sending in those crosses. We have Chucky coming in and just looking like so fast and accurate. We had even Antuna still getting on the scoreboard again. Hey, Antuna, believe it or not. When you think Antuna could have like never had a spot in the selección, he does.
He does.
So it was a good game. U.S., I don't know, man. The U.S. is not looking that good.
No.
They're still struggling. Do you think they're going to have a hard time qualifying for the next World Cup again?
Or you think they'll get back on track? I think by the time the World Cup qualification process happens in the CONCACAF, when it's starting up, when it gets to the hex, because they're going to get into the hex.
Yeah, they're going to get into the hex.
They're going to get in the hex.
You think they'll get it?
I think Greg Berhalter, if he's still the coach by this time, because Greg Berhalter
might not make it
to World Cup qualifying. But if he makes it to World Cup qualifying, I think this team would have the prowess to be able to beat not Mexico. They're not going to beat Mexico, but the other teams are
like
supposed
Panama,
to be
Panama, Honduras, you know, yes, all the other smaller teams. Yeah, you're right. Maybe it would be a big stumble if they don't make it this time around. I don't think they would. I think they would have to change the whole U.S. soccer format. Yeah. If they don't make it again, I think U.S. soccer is gonna.
If they don't make it, I think the cap is gone in MLS.
The pay cap.
Pay cap is gone. MLS the way it's like
the format.
Format is gone. Not having youth academies. Gone.
Yeah.
They're going to have to start doing things.
You would think they did that already.
No, they don't.
But, you know, like...
The crazy thing is that the United States relies on players who were born out of the country.
Yeah, they do.
And then they decide to be like, hey...
I want to play for the U.S.
I don't want to play. It's more like, hey... Like, look at Dost. He started his first cap against Mexico. This dude still played for Holland. The Netherlands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the U.S. kind of sells the idea like, hey, you're not... The chances of you playing for Netherlands is small. How about you come here?
Like, you're going to play way more. Yeah, you're right. I see a lot of the players that they use. To be honest with you, a lot of them are... I've never seen them play. You know, no. I haven't heard of them. You know, they're not U.S. homegrown, MLS homegrown.
No.
It's rare to see MLS homegrown players. It's rare. And then you have the likes of the best ones like Pulisic. They never touched an MLS pitch. Yeah, they've always been abroad, you know. So we'll see. I guess they have to find the working formula for them.
Yes.
Last
match was Costa Rica Uruguay 1-2.
Yeah, Costa Rica Uruguay 2-1. They didn't have Suarez and Cavani, but they still won. Then the second round of matchups was, we had a few. So U.S. met up with Uruguay.
Yes.
U.S. actually secured the tie, but it was barely.
Yeah, it was a lucky rebound.
Uruguay basically had the whole game. They controlled everything.
The U.S. had the possession and stuff like that in the beginning.
Yeah, they did, but it shows you that...
It doesn't always go your way.
It doesn't, yeah.
And this technically stops the U.S.'s 3-game losing streak. They were going for 4, and I guess the tie stops it.
You're right. I mean, this is a good result. I think he can make some, the U.S. coach can make some assessments from this game. So it won't be all, it's not all bad. I guess we have to talk about this next one.
Yeah, we do have to talk about it.
Argentina-Mexico. Argentina
4,
Mexico 0. 3 goals from Lautaro. And I think, I don't know who the fourth one was. Whoever scored the penalty. Someone scored the penalty. I don't even remember. I don't want to remember.
Yeah, I don't.
It was, this is my assessment from the game. Argentina has always been a team that Mexico has had a hard time playing against.
Yes.
This is from so many times that we've met up with them. A few Copa Americas, a few friendlies, and most importantly, two World Cup knockout stages that are still hurt, you know? the closest time in a big stage that we've met them that we, it looked like we had a chance was against Argentina in the 2006 World Cup. And
the last time Mexico actually beat Argentina was in 2004 in the Copa America that was held in Peru. That was the last time. It's been 15 years since Mexico teams beat Argentina.
Yeah, and in that World Cup against Argentina in the 2006 World Cup knockout stage, it looked like Mexico had it, you know, in the bag. They were, I think they went to extra time and Mexico had scored. And they looked like Mexico was finally going to be able to beat a big rival at a, in a big stage. And then all of a sudden, what was his name? Maxi Rodriguez scores like a crazy goal. A goal that no one even expected. That was going to get scored. And that's what happened. So, this time around, I thought Mexico had a chance. Mexico had been looking really solid.
They have. But this always happens. Mexico looks good. And then they play a team that's just a little bit better and shambles.
And everything goes down. Yeah. So, is it a... Is it... I guess we have to talk about...
Is it a mental thing?
Yeah, is it a mental thing? A lot of people are saying that Mexico always gives a bad perception. Mexico always gives a good perception that's shielded because of the crappy opponents they have.
Which is,
you know, I kind of agree with that. It's true because, you know, like if you look at the Mexico's performance in the Gold Cup, you know, out of all the opponents, you really can't pick any of them as even close to being even near what Argentina is. Yes. Even with a B team or even with a not 100%.
This isn't
a B team. No, this wasn't an Argentina B team. They were missing a few key players like Aguero and Messi.
But besides that, they're also
trying to change the generation. Yes. They had a lot of young... Lautaro Martinez is an Inter Milan player.
Yes.
One of the reasons why Inter didn't keep Icardi. They didn't really need him. Lautaro's actually pretty good.
Yeah, he is.
They had DePaul. They had some good players in
Another Banega. Thing is the back line that... Tata used this match?
Yeah.
Doesn't play out well out of the back.
No. I think Hector Moreno has to play.
Yes.
Although he's in the Qatar Soccer League, I've always seen Hector Moreno as the best or most solid player we have in the defense.
Currently, worth passing, too.
And it sucks to say that, because that means that currently Mexico does not have a lot. Defensively, it used to be like when El Kaiser and
Michoacán was there.
The defense was always the strongest part of the team.
He played with passion.
Yes, but nowadays we've been struggling with defense issues
for long.
It's been so long since we've been dealing with that. And now Néstor Araujo showed us that there's a lot of flaws, which surprisingly, Néstor Araujo is one of the only defenders that actually plays in their teams and actually plays in Europe. He plays in Celta Vigo. He's a starter. And I don't know, was it a bad game, you think?
I think I've seen him have good games before. Like, when he was playing with Santos, when they called him up for the Confederations, and when they called him up for the World Cup, he was looking good. He was promising.
I mean, see, because I don't see who
else... I think it was just a bad day
for him. I don't see who else they would call. Like, are you going to bring back Hugo Ayala?
No.
Like, that's another center back you got, I guess, available if you need to. I think they should...
They should give
Pollo Briseño a chance, I think. The Chivas player? Yeah,
he makes some comments and stuff like that.
I think they should give him a chance.
Yeah, because you know, what's to lose?
If it's not working, what's to lose? If your defense is in shambles, you got to try other players. Because what's going to happen? If Néstor Araujo is not top peak performance, are you still going to take him to a World Cup? I don't know about that. Hector Moreno, is he going to lose quality because he's playing in Qatar?
And he's getting older?
Yeah, he's getting older. They're all getting older. Attack, we're great. There's still things to improve as far as the partnerships. Tata has to figure out who he really wants to play with on the top.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you, Chicharito, Tecatito, they were looking pretty good.
All I saw,
Jimenez still doesn't fit into the play style.
They don't.
He's having a hard time adapting.
I don't know if you saw it during the Argentina game. I just can't see. You want to see Tecatito and Chucky play together,
but it doesn't. Well, seem like
I don't
it works.
Think it works.
It doesn't work
because both of them want to have the ball,
and they play
like
a different style.
Tecatito
is more like one on one. Let me dribble. He had some nutmegs that he did yesterday. It was nice. But a lot of the plays, he loses the ball. Like, he tries to do the skill, he loses the ball. And then Mexico got hit on the counters. So that's one of the downsides to his play style. And then you have Chucky Lozano, that's more of a, like, let me run it up the wing, cross it in type of player.
Yeah.
I
feel like the perfect match for both of them is Antuna.
Yeah, Antuna's good. Antuna just, he's young. He's young. You have to keep giving him more chances, but I think he's in a good road.
Yeah, he's in a good
road. I mean, that's about it. That's about it with the Mexico-Argentina game. If you saw the game, you want to comment.
Let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think. I think it's a good reality check. At a good time.
Yes.
We have to have a reality check, especially for Tata. You know, I think if Tata would have kept winning more games in a row, that also could have, like, it was inflated. Already filling our head. My head was already getting, like,
he's the champion. Ya ganamos el mundial en Qatar.
So I think sometimes you have to get
it was a falling grace.
These are the reality checks you need.
Yes.
But you need these, you know? This is how they get up, you know? Tata's a professional, and I think he's going to figure it out. He needs games like these, though. These are the games that they have to play. They have to play against the big teams. We can't be playing against the CONCACAF rivals all the time and expect that that's enough of a...
training.
You know, of a precursor to what we're going to see in the World Cup.
Like, it's not. This is like... I hate to make this reference. This is like we're in an anime, right? Mm-hmm. And to get better... Like Goku. Goku didn't get better by fighting
Yamcha.
Yamchas. He fought the Vegetas, the Piccolos.
Yes, he fought the big boys. And then he went and fought the gods.
This is another thing for people who have the argument that Mexico should move.
Mexico.
In the point of view, Mexico should move for better competition.
Yes, that's a good point of view.
The bad point of view is Mexico needs to qualify with World Cups, and CONCACAF gives us that option.
Yeah, that's true. What do you want? Better nivel of play, or you want to be at every World Cup?
Yeah.
You got to choose your battles.
It's a World Cup for me.
Hey, in that argument, the only thing I have to say is that we're in CONCACAF. There's nothing we can do about it. Yeah, it's a regional thing.
We're in North America.
Geographically speaking, that's where we're at, you know? So... We gotta, you know, if we can qualify in our division as first, then good. That's what we have to do every time. But how do we get to the next level? We ourselves have to challenge. Yeah, the team
Talking
has to challenge themselves.
About World Cup.
Yes.
Is we have two people who played in the last World Cup, Brazil and Peru.
Yeah, they did. And
Brazil. No,
World Cup, you mean Copa America?
Peru made it to World. They also played the Copa America.
Yes, they both played in the World Cup.
World Cup.
Well, Peru took the win. That was a surprising result.
Maybe when the CONMEBOL isn't trying to rig games, the real team wins.
The real team wins. Peru. Right? I think Peru's looking really good. I'm really excited to see what they bring to the table for the next qualifiers and the World Cup. I think it's going to be
exciting. They're going to steal somebody's spot again.
I think really good. England's looking.
Good. England had to beat Kosovo.
Yes, Kosovo.
I don't even know where Kosovo is. Do you know where that? If I show you a map, can you tell me where it's at?
If you pull up a map, no. If you show me the flag, I can recognize it probably.
But no, I don't think you can.
Yes, I can. I have seen the Kosovo flag, but I do not know where it's in the map. I will honestly say, I do not know.
England did what it had to do.
They won 5-3.
Is it a little shaky on the defense? The three.
You know, you have you're one of the most expensive, defender.
Maguire.
Maguire, and then you're still giving up three goals to Kosovo. I don't know. They got to fix that.
Defense.
Attack, great. No. France, obviously, 3-0 against Andorra.
Mbappe, Griezmann.
Mbappe wasn't playing, actually.
He wasn't?
He's injured still.
What?
Yeah. But Griezmann did play. He missed the penalty, actually.
Dang, crazy.
Yeah, so they could have done 4-0.
The world champs still win.
Yeah, they still won. And then Portugal 5, Lithuania 1. Ronaldo scored like 3-4 goals, I think. I think it was like 3 goals.
I saw like a
list. Scored one where he hit it, and it kind of like bounced awkwardly, and then it hit the back of the goalie, and it went in. It hit the goalie's back. Even Ronaldo was like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Ronaldo, I seen the list of teams he scores against.
Yeah.
He takes the opportunity against these small European countries.
He does. But you know, he can score against the big guys too. Can. He's a world-class striker, hands down. Now we have
the Champions League.
That was an international break, yes. And this is going to be the Champions League preview. We did tell you last week that we were going to preview the Champions League. Champions League will start this week, upcoming week.
Next week.
Yeah, this upcoming week, next
Tuesday.
Yes, and we have some really good games, and we have to talk about the teams. What do we got? Group A.
All right, so this is how we're doing it, guys. Me and Lewis are going to read through the list.
Yes.
We're going to tell you the groups. We're going to tell you who we think is going to win, who's going to be the runner-up.
Yes.
We're going to have a team that's supposed to go up actually be a flop. Yes. And then we have a surprising team.
Standout team, yes. Standout team. So we're going to announce those at the end.
Basically someone who wasn't supposed to qualify.
Or somebody that we think is going to show up, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to announce those at the end once we go through the winners and runner-ups.
Yes.
So you get... Let's go.
All right. Group A. Paris Saint-Germain, Real Madrid, Club Brugge, and Galatasaray. I can already tell you who's winning.
Yes. So, in my opinion, PSG is going to take number one spot.
What? Yes. I thought Real Madrid.
No, I think
PSG. I think Real Madrid's going
to win. Really?
Yes.
Real Madrid's not looking that
Zidane.
Good.
Zidane.
I think PSG...
Zizou.
I think PSG, although they have a lot of issues, you know, they still have a lot of good players.
Yes.
I'm going to give them first slot and then Real Madrid second.
You know what's crazy? Keylor Navas gets to play Real Madrid.
Yes, Keylor Navas will play Real Madrid in the Champions League.
In the Champions League.
Yeah.
Maybe that affects... I think Real Madrid's going to win and Paris Saint-Germain. We're going to go in second.
We'll see. I mean, obviously, that's the game that will define who's going to get first and second.
I'll even give you Europa League, Galatasaray.
Yeah, they'll probably go to Europa League. Yeah.
All right, Group B, Bayern Munich, Tottenham, Olympiacos, and Red Star.
Obviously, it's going to be Red
Star. Yeah, Red Star.
Nah, that one, to me, is going to be Bayern and Tottenham.
Yes,
that, Bayern and Tottenham. How you read it Tottenham. Out, that's how it's going to end up.
That is basically how it's going.
Tottenham's a good team, but I think Bayern's just the stronger team, especially against the other two opponents. Right. I think Bayern's going to take advantage of that.
So we have Group C, Manchester City, Shakhtar Donetsk, Dinamo Zagreb, and Atalanta.
Oh, that one. Obviously, Manchester City is the winner. Team. Yes.
The runner-up?
I think Manchester City...
Any of these teams could be runner-up.
Anybody, yeah. I think Atalanta is going to do runner-up. Yes, I think Atalanta had a really good Serie A season. They got good players.
Zapata, if he scores, he scores.
And I feel like this is the first time that they're in the Champions League, so they're going to give it their all. So I think Manchester City, Atalanta, but like you said, it's this. Aside from Manchester City, which I think they're going to have a breeze of a time in the group stage, the other three teams can battle it out. Anybody can go, really. But yeah, Manchester City and Atalanta for me on that one. Group D, we have Juventus, Atletico de Madrid, Bayer Leverkusen, and Lokomotiv Moscow. Juventus number one, and Atletico de Madrid number two.
I feel like either team
could be one and two
because they're going to beat the smaller teams. They got to beat.
I mean, Juventus has the likes of Ronaldo. And I think Ronaldo is Mr. Champions League.
And then Atletico Madrid has this solid group of poor players.
They do, but they did lose some key players.
Yeah, they did. But Joao Felix is doing his job.
He is.
This is what I think. Bayer Leverkusen, whoever they beat, if they're able to steal a game from Juventus or Atletico Madrid,
they can make it.
No, I don't think they're going to make it. But I think they decide the group winner.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They could actually have a hard time. They can give one of the big teams a hard time and take points away and knock them down to two.
Knock them down to two.
Well, I mean, I'd be impressive if Bayer Leverkusen is able to get in.
Clyde Havertz.
But we'll see.
That's a name to remember, guys. Clyde Havertz.
They have good players.
Clyde Havertz.
I guess I'm going to say Juventus Atletico.
I also. If Ronaldo does what he does, Juventus wins it.
Yeah. Then we have Liverpool, Napoli, Salzburg, and Genk.
I think it's Liverpool, Napoli in that order.
Yeah, in that order. Liverpool's going to win the group. That first match is going to be very interesting. We're going to be looking forward to it, obviously. Chucky Lozano's Champions League, actual Champions League group stage, because last time he only got to the pre-stages, right?
Yeah.
No, he actually got group stage. They played against Barca, Tottenham. He had a hard group. I think this group is more... with Napoli, this group is more reasonable. Salzburg and Genk should be easy opponents for both of those teams. So, the biggest rival they're going to play is themselves.
Yes.
Then we have Barcelona, Dortmund, Inter Milan, and Slavia Prague. Like, the Slavia Prague president or CEO...
He was laughing when he got pulled last. And I see why he's laughing, because the next group, I think they probably had a chance for it.
I think Barcelona is going to be the team to win the group.
And then second will go to Borussia Dortmund.
You think Dortmund?
Yes, I think Dortmund's a slight better team than Inter.
Slightly? Inter did get Lukaku and Sanchez, though. So they have a little bit more of a players to play. And Dortmund starting the season off losing to, like, Union Berlin, you know, showing you that they have some weak spots. Overall,
I think Dortmund got it.
You think Dortmund has it? I think Barcelona, it's going to be... I'm going to go and say Barcelona.
Because I've seen Dortmund in the Champions League. They're a team that could
be solid.
They're solid.
I think Barcelona-Inter. That's what I'm going to go with.
All right.
I'm going to trust the new players that they got.
I don't think I could trust Lukaku.
I'm going to trust
I've seen this man play for Manchester United. There's a reason why he left.
All right, Group G. Group G is a hard one.
I think this is the group of death for me. Just because of the fact that every team on this list could beat each other.
So what's the group? What we got?
It's Zenit, uh-huh. Benfica, Lyon, and Leipzig.
Leipzig.
Leipzig, yes.
Yes, this is a very contested team. I'm going to say this. Based on what I've seen from Leipzig in the Bundesliga, yes. I think Leipzig can top it. I think. They have the potential. Yes. Now, the other team, I think based on history, you would say Benfica would be up there as well.
No, but I'm going to throw a shock.
But Lyon is
pretty good. Yeah. But they did lose a lot of key players.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think Benfica might be able to
shoot down Zenit. Zenit's always there.
Yeah. You know?
They're always in the Champions League group stage. And they have some good games.
That's sometimes. Why this is a whole group that's crazy.
This is a group of death as this far is the group as like, of quality. Death
quality. Yeah. Where like the evenness is like everybody's on a scale with each
everybody.
Other.
I mean, I'm going to call Leipzig and Benfica, but I mean, to be honest with you, I wouldn't put my money on all of this.
Yes.
Group H, Chelsea, Ajax, Valencia, Lille. This is a pretty good group too.
I think Chelsea is not going to qualify.
Chelsea's not doing that well, man.
I don't think Chelsea's going to make it out of the group.
And I'll tell you this. I think Ajax is going to top.
Yes, I think Ajax is going to top.
Valencia and Leo, but I haven't seen much from Valencia lately.
I think this is where both my flop and standout team come in.
Standout team and flop?
Yes. I think Chelsea's going to be the flop.
Okay.
And my standout team, I think it's Valencia.
Valencia, really? Yeah. So you would go Ajax Valencia.
Ajax Valencia
in this group.
Yes, in this group.
And Valencia looking like a really standout team this group. Yeah, I am going to play as a flop. I would pick. It's gonna be hard, but I think a flop is gonna be. Although I want to pick Chelsea. Because I think Chelsea is one of the biggest contenders to flop this season.
Yes.
I think the flop is going to be PSG again. I think they're gonna flop again. And the reason why I consider them a flop is because they're with the amount of players that they have of good quality. It's unbelievable to me that they cannot manage to even reach a final yet.
Yes.
And they've put so much money into the team, and it shows you that money is not everything. But I think they're going to be the flop. And then the standout team, I think Napoli's going to do really well this Champions League. I don't know if they're going to do well enough to go to the final, but I think they're going to get pretty far. They got a manageable group. I think they're going to give Liverpool a hard time. So I think they're going to be a standout team this season. Finally, an Italian team's going to step it up. It's been a while since Roma, I think, was the last team that was stepping it up when they knocked out Barcelona one time.
Are we going to forget that Juve went to like two Champions
League
finals?
Yes, you're right, Juve. But they didn't.
They were there in the finals. Ronaldo was just there, and then Barcelona was there.
You're right. That's going to be the Champions League. I'm looking forward to it. Do you think the teams are pretty good? Pretty good?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good
year?
Group. Except for that Man City one. I don't know how much they paid for that one.
Don't you feel like Man City always gets an easy group?
Yeah, and
last season
crazy.
They got an easy group in the Champions League. It's crazy. Well, that's Champions League. We'll preview the matches a little bit further ahead. But now we have EPL Week 5 preview because EPL is the best league out there besides
the
Champions
best competitive league.
But Champions League's everybody. So.
Yeah, doesn't count.
What do we got, Daniel? We got to make some predictions.
We have
EPL
Liverpool,
games.
Newcastle. I'm going Liverpool.
Liverpool, of course.
All right, Brighton, Burnley.
I think Burnley.
Yeah,
Burnley same. Takes it.
Manchester United, Leicester.
Ooh, Leicester.
I think tie.
Manchester United.
Just because how it was Manchester United.
Manchester United is going to stumble, and Leicester will take advantage.
Ollie, you might get fired in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, probably.
Sheffield, Southampton.
Southampton.
Sheffield's
looking solid, but I think Southampton got it.
I think Sheffield's got it.
All right.
Tottenham, Crystal Palace.
Tottenham should do this.
Tottenham should, but they lost.
Crystal Palace already took points away from a big
Manchester
team.
United, and I think they might be able to.
You think Crystal Palace is going to take it?
Probably.
I'm going to give it Tottenham. Oh,
Wolves, Chelsea.
I'm looking out for this one.
I think
Wolves
will beat Chelsea.
Yes, and this is going to be Frank Lampard's oh my god.
Raul
Jimenez
fired.
Will beat... Pulisic twice in a month.
Norwich, Manchester City.
Man City, man. I don't see anybody taking that Man City points away.
Man City's going to win this game, but Pukki might have two.
Pukki might have some goals. He scored internationally.
He did score. Finland beasting in peace.
Yeah.
Then we have Bournemouth versus Everton. I think Everton's
got Everton should do it. Everton should do it.
Then we have Watford, Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Aston Villa, West Ham.
This is a hard one to call. West Ham has been looking good, though. I think West Ham can do it. I think West Ham can take it.
Aston Villa might be able to beat West Ham just because it's home.
Okay.
All right. And that's the EPL right there.
That's the EPL. Watch out for those games. Those are really interesting games that we have this week. We didn't have any scores to talk about because they haven't played.
They had a break.
Watch out this week. And then we have Juega Limpio, Siente tu Liga. Liga MX, brought to you by Tecate. Or Corona, whatever your choice is.
Whatever your choice of Caguamas.
Caguamas, yes. Puebla Atlético San Luis. Atlético San Luis with a new coach.
Yes.
Gustavo Matosas. Came out of nowhere, Costa Rica to be coach with you. He said Costa Rica coaching was boring, so I'd rather go to San Luis.
La Liga. I think San Luis paid a lot for this man.
That and... I think he does like Liga MX. Liga MX is interesting. I would love to be a Liga MX.
You know what's crazy about this? What? He looks like a telenovela villain.
He does.
And he might be a villain in La Liga MX. Plays well.
I think if anybody can do something with the Atlético San Luis team, is Matosas. He's a good coach. So they play Puebla.
I think
they could beat Puebla, actually.
Could beat Puebla,
Then we have Veracruz, Cruz Azul. So Cruz Azul has been wrapped in a lot of controversy. A lot of disputes, apparently, from like the president of the club with their former sports director, Peláez.
Yes.
No longer sports director. He actually resigned. Apparently, the whole fight was that Peláez wanted Turco Mohamed as coach, which usually the sports director picks the coach. He's picked the coach in all the teams. He's been sports director. In America, he picked every coach when he was sports director. And he had not picked the coach in Cruz Azul yet. The coach was already there. Turns out the CEO or owner said, nah.
I have a choice. My money.
Yes.
My decision.
And he said Siboldi would be coach. I don't like Siboldi.
I don't think he's a good
choice for Cruz Azul.
And here's
if I was a Cruz Azul fan, I'd be worried.
I feel like Cruz Azul's about to give Veracruz his first win.
Do you really think that?
I think the turmoil that's been happening,
it's gonna affect them.
It's gonna affect them. Yes.
I've seen Veracruz play, and they get unlucky a lot.
I think this is the game Veracruz to get lucky.
Well, at least the last game I saw from Veracruz, it didn't look like they're the horrible team that everybody talks about. They have some potential, but it's just they just get unlucky. Mm-hmm. I still think Cruz Azul is going to do it. I think Veracruz is too far deep in a hole. If you get it right...
Wouldn't be surprised. I'm going with Veracruz. Okay. I believe that this turmoil...
A bold prediction this week you got.
Is going to cause problems.
My man Dan is predicting Veracruz to get out of the
hole. And if Veracruz wins, I'm going to come here, I'm going to pop a bottle of champagne, and we celebrate.
Congratulations, Veracruz.
Congratulations, Veracruz.
We have Tijuana Tigres.
Tigres got this.
You really think?
There shouldn't be a reason Tijuana beats Tigres.
After the things I've seen from some of the Tigres players in defense, specifically from Salcedo with the Selección, I think they're going to be shaking the back. And I'm going to give it to Tijuana.
I'm going to.
Because Shaka's also injured as well. So I think Tijuana's going to win it at home. Monterrey, Necaxa. What are your Rayados going to do against the Super Necaxa?
They're playing Necaxa is a good team.
You're playing
I
at
hope
home,
Monterrey
though.
Wins, but I wouldn't be surprised if Necaxa ties or wins. Just because of the way Monterrey
is
playing.
This is a hard
playing.
One to call.
I'm going Monterrey.
Yeah, I think Monterrey at
when
home
the teams
has to
we
do.
Have to beat, we beat. The teams we don't got to beat,
y'all lose.
Y'all lose. So.
Well, I think Monterrey takes it too at home. I hope. Yeah, I'm hoping. Hope, the next one, León Juárez. I think there's no contest
there's
here.
No,
I think León will win.
I'm joking with you. It's León.
Yeah. I was gonna say I think we're gonna need a new co-host because he wants Juárez to win.
El battle. Aquí es un battle.
This is Clásico weekend. Actually, there's a few clásicos.
Yes.
El Clásico de Guadalajara. El Clásico de El Clásico. What do they call it? Tapatío. Clásico Tapatío.
Like
Chivas Atlas. I think Chivas can win it.
I think if Chivas
don't win it, it's gonna be embarrassing because Atlas beating them at home will be embarrassing.
Just because Atlas could beat America and America could beat Chivas, pyramidically or however the symbols work. I think Atlas got this.
Okay. Atlas did give a great game against America. But I think it's a one-hit wonder. I think it's one of those It's a one-hit wonder.
That's my description. Chivas lose this, Tomas Boy, bye.
I think, yeah, Tomas Boy's running out of time. Yeah. They actually tied. They played a friendly against America here in the U.S. It was packed, sold out. But America had, like, everybody was a youth squad, basically, because everybody was injured. And they tied 0-0. Chivas, with their main team, could not beat the America youth squad.
Yeah, so Chivas, so, bye, boy.
It's looking bad. I'm going to give it to Chivas. We'll see. The next one is a Clásico Capitalino. I'm really looking forward to this game. Why? A few things. América Pumas. América's gaining a lot of the players that were injured back. Giovanni Dos Santos is back. Nicolás Benedetti is back. Henry Martin is back. And Federico Viñas, the new striker that they signed, is ready to play.
Yes.
So we have four players that are ready to play. We won't have Ibarwin, and we won't have, I think it's Bruno Valdez. I think he's injured as well. We're going to be missing two players, but overall it's going to be looking good. So I think America's going to win, and it's at home.
I give it to America. Yeah, it'll be nice.
America's been doing all right. The stumble against Atlas was sad, but I think they got it. Toluca Monarcas Morelia. Toluca hasn't been looking good.
No, it doesn't.
I think Monarcas is going to win, and Toluca's just going to dig a deeper hole
for themselves.
Yes, they are. Santos Pachuca.
I think Santos wins.
Yes, Santos is a really good team. Pachuca has not shown their potential. Santos is looking like a team that's going to be a contender in the Liguilla. It's going to be a hard... Anybody who has to play Santos in the Liguilla, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
So Santos is going to take it. And now we're going to cross over to the MLS.
Cross.
The Major League Soccer. Yes. Brought to you by Hen... Oh, no, that was
no,
only
that's
the Rivalry
Week. I think MLS is brought to you by, like...
Bridgestone,
yeah, or something like that.
John Deere.
Something white. All right. Let me get through these games. We got Atlanta, Columbus. It's going to be a tough one.
Yes.
Both teams are looking for the playoffs. Atlanta. I think Atlanta's got
it. Yeah, Atlanta's got it. This one right here
is a good matchup. Philadelphia Union versus LAFC.
This is basically like a preview of like MLS Cup final. It could be.
I think.
Philadelphia Union.
I don't think LAFC wins these big games.
They're not looking good. They did have a great season, but it's not going to matter if they don't take the MLS Cup.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, like you said, they don't perform against the big teams.
Vancouver, Dynamo, weekend game. I think Dynamo's got this.
They played today, actually.
They actually played today.
Today's
but
a
7-1-3
like, game.
They're not going to beat Minnesota United. Minnesota United
you know what?
LAFC.
I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to watch that game. The Dynamo
don't. You wouldn't be depressed.
I don't want to, but I...
You're
going to
be depressed. Don't watch it, Chief.
Fun fact. The Dynamo Defender actually got a team of the week in the last team of the week for the for FIFA 19. I don't know how.
Is that promising? I don't think so.
The one that they signed, the European dude?
I don't think they're going to win today, but they might win this weekend.
So you think they might win against Vancouver?
Yes.
For the hope of Dynamo, I just feel like they close out the season in a decent way. Yes. So I hope they win tonight, and I hope they win against Vancouver. Please, Dynamo.
Please, yeah. Then we have Portland, D.C. I think Portland wins it.
Yeah, Portland's looking really good, too.
Then so. We have Minnesota, Real Salt Lake.
Real Salt Lake, I think.
I think Minnesota might.
Minnesota's a good team, yes. But I think Real Salt Lake has just been doing really well this season.
Is
Seattle Red Bulls.
Yeah, I think Seattle's got it.
Seattle Sounders? Yeah,
they do. One of the oldest MLS rivalries, blah, blah, blah. L.A. Galaxy, Kansas City.
LA Galaxy.
Yeah. I think Zlatan needs to start picking it up.
Plus, they need the points because it's coming to the end. The MLS is coming to the end. So, these are the games that you need to win to assure a good spot in the playoffs.
Yes.
So, LA Galaxy has to win against Kansas. They need these points at home. So,
they're
going to win.
They do need these points. Yep.
Yeah. The MLS is coming up. It's wrapping up.
They'll be done by like October.
So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Around the world in... 30 seconds.
Yes, around 30 seconds. Let's make this quick.
Dortmund versus Leverkusen.
Dortmund.
Yes. Leipzig versus Bayern.
Bayern.
Yes. That's what I'm going to say. Yes. Real Madrid, Levante.
Real Madrid.
Let's hope. Barcelona, Valencia.
Tie.
Barcelona's still with injuries.
Yes.
Messi's
so
still
that's
not going to come
back.
That's
why I think
back.
It's a tie.
They're saying Messi might even miss the first game of the Champions League. Mm. Yeah. You think tie?
Yeah.
I think Barcelona's going to take it still, though. Real Sociedad, Atlético de Madrid.
Atlético de Madrid.
Yeah, Atlético de Madrid. Real Sociedad is not the Real Sociedad that used to have Griezmann.
Yeah.
Fiorentina, Juventus. Juventus, I think.
Juventus.
Yeah. Napoli-Sampdoria. I think this is the game where Chucky will also score, and he'll show that he's come to play.
Yes.
Spal versus Lazio.
I'm going to throw it up there. Lazio. You thought I was going to say Spal.
No, no, no.
Classic. And Lazio. Here's a new one, because Champions League is happening.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday and Wednesday, these are games you need to watch out for we already, the Champions League.
Yeah, so we already previewed a lot of games to watch from around the world, EPL, Liga MX, MLS, all the leagues. But what we have to preview now are the games to watch, Champions League edition.
Yes.
And there's some good ones. We have Napoli versus Liverpool. I'm really excited for this one.
Yes.
This is the game that will decide that group, in my opinion, whether who's going to be first and second.
I think Liverpool.
Yeah. It's in Napoli. It's in Italy. I think you're right. I think Liverpool's going to take it.
Liverpool's beating Napoli.
I want Napoli to win, but I think Liverpool is going to take it. Dortmund-Barcelona. And like I was saying earlier, Messi might not make it to the Barcelona-Dortmund game. Do you think Barcelona still got it if they get back Suarez?
Yeah, I think if Suarez is back, they got it.
Dortmund hasn't had the best start of the season. They've had a few stumbles, so I think Barcelona could take it.
Yes.
Chelsea-Valencia. So this Valencia is the standout team. Yes.
Valencia. I think Valencia.
This would be Chelsea. The way Valencia stands out. If they beat Chelsea in the first game. So we'll see. I'm going to give it to... I think Chelsea's going to pull through.
I don't know. I think Valencia.
I think Chelsea's going to pull through. PSG-Real Madrid. That was a hard one.
PSG.
I said PSG's going to top... I think PSG's going to top the group. I really believe that.
I feel like PSG's going to lose to one team they're not supposed to.
Yes. That's why I think PSG's not going to get far. I said that they're the flop. But in this group, I think PSG's going to take that
one. I think...
Real Madrid is not looking good yet.
At the moment,
But later if we on know season, anything, Real Madrid's matters, really good. Ciso and Real Madrid in Champions League are different beasts.
It's a different team.
Juventus, Atletico de Madrid.
I think Atletico Madrid.
Really?
Yes.
No, I think Ronaldo's going to go, and Ronaldo's going to be at home, and he's going to make Atletico de Madrid's night a nightmare like he always loves to do. If there's one player that hates Atletico de Madrid, it's Ronaldo.
João Felix.
You think he's going to be like, to watch hey, out that Ronaldo.
Game. Ronaldo.
They're playing really good in the international break.
Yeah, they play very nice. Well together.
But I João saw a lot Felix of from João Felix.
Is going to be... I think he's making a statement this game that he...
I'm the next gen. Sit down, old man.
Yeah, sit down, old man.
And you know what? I think Ronaldo's just going to celebrate with the old man celebration after he scores a banger.
All I know is João Felix is going to say, old man, the future is now.
It's going to be a good game. These are really good. I don't think I've seen a Champions League with really good starting games like that. These are some heavy hitters. If you were missing
that means since it starts off with heavy hitters,
it's going to end.
It's going to end with heavy hitters.
Yeah, you're right. If you were missing the Champions League, you're going to get to enjoy it really quickly with really good teams. Will I catch some of these games? Hopefully.
I'm going to catch all of them. Don't know. I work nights.
I don't know if I'll catch all of them, but if I don't, I still will be here giving you the news no matter what.
Yes.
I'll watch all the replays. And that's about it for
this
week.
That's
about it. We had a really... The episode was a little bit different.
It was a little bit shorter than normal.
It was a little bit shorter than normal, yes, because a lot of the games were just focused on international. We were on FIFA break.
Yes.
But this weekend, watch out for all the games we told you, because there's a lot of soccer happening
some good
this
games.
Week. And we have a lot... I'm really looking forward to talking about Champions League. I think every week we're going to have a bigger segment in Champions League once the games start rolling through, and we're going to talk about what's going on. If you have anything that you want to tell us, comment on Instagram, Twitter. We posted a lot of funny memes on the Football Nerds Instagram page. You saw the trash cans. If you know what I'm talking about if you saw the meme. Trash cans equals Mexican defense.
Yes. I'm very interactive on Twitter.
Yes.
You give me your opinion, I will give you mine.
Yes.
We had a fan ask if San Luis's new coach was going to be good.
Yes. You said, yeah.
I don't know about that,
Chief. Oh, no, you said, I don't know about that, Chief. I think it's going to be a good choice.
It could either be a good choice.
It's a wild card.
Yeah, it's a wild card. It could either be a good choice or it's going to be one that he's going to end up regretting.
Yes.
Just because San Luis, it's not like Costa Rica, who's a powerhouse. In
Yes, yes. San Luis has to pick and choose their battles.
They do.
That's for sure. We'll be posting more memes and things like that. Like I said, if you have any comments, if you think the groups that we pick, the winners and runner ups, are
if
not.
If
you have your own group winners and runner ups, let us know. That way you can't be like, I knew this team was going to win. No, you have to tell us now before the games start. Can't pick your winners afterwards.
No, you can't. Give us your predictions.
Yeah, give us your predictions. Everything. Thank you to all the support. Thank you for listening. We're really close to hitting a milestone, and when we hit it, we will announce the milestone.
Yes.
So thank you for your continued support.
We're about to hit episode 10.
Yes, in the Football Nerds.
The Football Nerds podcast.
Yes.
We greatly appreciate every listen we get.
Yes.
We're still brand new, guys, so...
Let us know. You have any ideas,
Ideas, let us know. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your primo que vive en el rancho en Veracruz.
Hey, if they have internet, they can reach us.
Help us spread the word, boys.
And if you want to be a guest on the show, we also want guests.
We're hitting double digits. Maybe episode 12 guest. I don't know.
Yeah.
Give us a reason why you should be our first guest.
Yeah. Well, tweet at us or send us a DM on Instagram and tell us, this is why I should be a guest in your show.
Tell us why and tell us...
You want to be the voice for the Champions League? What segment? Yes. If you want to talk about Champions League, are you passionate about Liga MX?
MLS? Passionate about MLS? The Dynamo?
Yeah. Let us know. But this is Luis.
I'm Daniel.
And this is the Football Nerds.
Johnny.
Yeet.